get there? Are there routes through the buildings? Old access shafts, not sealed by the plague? I figured this was the kind of street knowledge the kid would know backwards.
You no wanna take inside route, mister. Plenty dangerous. Special when Hunt coming down.
Hunt.
This place no good at night, mister.
I looked around at the gloom. How would you ever be able to tell? No, don't answer that. Just tell me how I'd get up there. I waited for an answer, and when it showed no sign of arriving, I decided to recast my question. Do canopy people ever come down to the mulch?
Sometime. Special during hunt.
Progress, I thought, even though it was like pulling a tooth. And how do they get here? I've seen what look like flying vehicles, what we used to call volantors, but I can't imagine anyone could fly through the canopy without hitting some of those webs.
We call them volantor too. Only rich got them. Difficult to fix. Keep flying. No good in some part of city either. Most canopy kid, they come down in cable car now.
Cable car. For a moment, a look of helpfulness crossed his face, and I realized he was desperately trying to please me. It was just that my inquiries were so far outside of his usual parameters that it was causing him physical pain.
Those web, those cable, hang between building?
Can you show me a cable car? I'd like to see one.
It not safe, mister.
Well, nor am I. I sugared the question with another bill, then settled back into the seat as we sped on through the soft interior rain, through the mulch. Eventually Juan slowed and turned round to me.
There, cable car. Them often come down here. Won't we go closer?
At first I wasn't sure what he meant. Parked diagonally across the shattered roadbed was one of the sleek private vehicles I'd seen in and around the concourse. One door was folded open from the side, like the wing of a gull, with two great-coated individuals standing in the rain next to it, faces lost under wide-brimmed hats. I looked at them, wondering what I was going to do next.
Hey, mister, I already ask you, you want we go closer?
One of the two people by the cable car lit a cigarette, and for a moment I saw the fire chase the shadows from his face. It was aristocratic, with a nobility I had not seen since arriving on the planet. His eyes were concealed behind complex goggles, which emphasized the exaggerated sharpness of his cheekbones. His friend was a woman, her slender gloved hand holding a pair of toy-like binoculars to her eyes. Pivoting on her knife-like heels, she scanned the street, until her gaze swept over me. I watched her flinch as it happened, though she tried to control it.
They nervous, Juan breathed. Mostly, mulch and canopy keep far apart.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, one good one.
Now he was whispering so quietly I could barely hear him above the relentless hiss of the rain.
Mulch get too close. Mulch vanish.
Vanish. He drew his finger across his throat, but discreetly.
Canopy like games, mister. They bored. Immortal people, they all bored. So they play games. Trouble is not everyone get asked. They wanna take part.
Like the hunt you mentioned. He nodded.
But no talk it now.
All right. Stop here then, Juan, if you'd be so good. The rickshaw lost what little forward momentum it had had, the primate showing agitation in every ridge of his back muscles. I observed the reactions on the faces of the two canopy dwellers, trying to look cool and almost achieving it. I stepped out of the